This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
All right, friends, welcome to the final hour of Friday. What's on your mind? Reminder to slow down. Watching I-29 traffic as we speak here on the show at our window, Flag Family Headquarters along I-29. And it seems as though traffic speeds on the interstate are reduced just a little bit. So good idea to watch out for the slick areas. Of course, the further west you go, the worse it gets because of all that snow. So be careful out there. Brought to you today by Pucklett Chevrolet GMC in Valley City. And by the way, their sixth annual Spook Out Cancer event is happening tonight. They're doing trunk or treating, candy in the trunks of the vehicles on the show floor. That's my kind of trick-or-treating. So come on by 5 to 7 today at 721 West Main Street. If you can't make it and you want to help them get to their goal of $10,000 for the Jamestown Regional Medical Center Cancer Center and Sanford Roger Maris Cancer Center, you can go online to PucklettsValleyCity.com and bid on all kinds of silent auction items. That's right. Nice there. Plus, they're donating $100 for every vehicle sold in October, $10 for every service repair order in October as well. So they're doing some good at Pucklett Chevrolet GMC in Valley City. Stop by with the kids today, 5 until 7 tonight, or check out the website for the silent auction items to help with that effort to Spook Out Cancer, sixth annual event at Pucklett Valley City. And the website is PucklettsValleyCity.com. Okay, this hour at the Talk Radio Town Hall, we roll on with Senator Kevin Cramer. He'll be here to take your questions and your comments. Anything you'd like to ask, 701-271-1100. Give us a call. Text us at 701-237-1590. Welcome back, Senator Cramer. How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good, other than I was supposed to go to Medora today, out to the park to check on horses and road construction and bike trails. And I guess that's not going to work out so well. So instead, I fired up my 30-year-old snowblower in hopes that it still ran. And it did, up until I sheared the shear pin on my auger. So I'll have to go into town and get a new one.
You don't have spare shear pins. You don't have spare shear pins?
Oh, I'll find them as soon as I buy a new one. No, I do. Is this your first time?
Yeah, exactly right.
I mean, honestly, Scott, I do have them. It is entirely possible that I've used them all up, but I'm pretty sure I have a couple. I just couldn't find them. I thought, okay, I'd give up. But anyway, it's North Dakota. What can you say?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I'm just glad to be home.
What's on your mind? We'll ask you that question.
On my mind, there's a lot. You know what? The burden that I carry the most right now is the Israel-Hamas conflict. Really, the U.S.-Iran-Israel conflict and the broader Middle East. And what I perceive anyway is our leadership's inability to really deal with it in a way that can bring it to a good conclusion. I'm very concerned about it. I spent a lot of time on it, as you know. Member of the Armed Services Committee. I spent a couple of days in New Jersey and New York over the weekend talking to Israeli leaders, Jewish leaders. It's a heavy load, and it's a lot of responsibility. And now we're going to have this supplemental package, of course, that we're going to have hearings on next week, even though we right now are in the middle of three appropriations bills, which is good news, by the way, that we're actually moving on appropriations and seeing a little functionality with the Speaker of the House. So there's some good things happening, Scott, but there's no question the geopolitical and shakiness of really of the world right now is concerning.
There were strikes last night on Iranian targets. It almost feels like the outcry of the fact that we learned that 20-plus members of the military had been attacked at bases, U.S.
Right.
bases in Syria and Iraq by Iran,
right.
which was kept quiet for a couple of days and then got out. And then, the White House press corps is saying, is there going to be retaliation for this? And then they say yes, and then you say when. So it's almost like they got nudged into responding to this. How do you view the fact that they'd retaliated?
Well, first of all, I'm glad they retaliated. Second of all, why did it take 20 attacks to do it? And by the way, Scott, before all of this, there were numerous attacks throughout Iraq on some of our installations. These skirmishes, they send these drones or these little attacks into American installations without retribution, without fighting back. And it's almost like Joe Biden's idea of being attacked requires somebody to die. But remember, he's the guy that gave what everybody was saying was such a great speech when he leaned into the microphone and whispered to the Arab world, don't, remember that? And of course, it meant nothing, obviously, because one after another attacks on American citizens resulted in nothing. Not to mention the fact that a number of American citizens were killed by Hamas in Israel and several are hostages right now. So, yeah, it's not like this guy's projection of weakness, Scott, is much of the reason we're even in this mess. When I say we, I mean the world. And that goes back to not just Israel. You go back to the horribly botched withdrawal from Afghanistan that he engineered against, by the way, the wishes of the generals who knew better. That's what empowered Vladimir Putin to put 100,000 troops on the border with Ukraine and the U.S. doing nothing about it. So he just marched right in and even to this day, while we support Ukraine and this president says he supports Ukraine, he supports them a little bit at a time, way too late to be as effective as it could be if he had supported them stronger earlier. And that, of course, empowers or inspires Hamas to do what they did in Israel, and now the way he handles this, who knows what's next. And I'll just throw this out, shut up, and then let people ask or comment. But what I worry about, Scott, is at what point do you cut the head off of this snake in Iran? Tehran is, they are ground zero for all of this terrorism. There's really almost no other Arab country that shares the same zeal for destroying the United States and Israel like Iran does. And they are the leader of Hamas, they're the leader of Hezbollah, they're the leader of the Houthis. The rest of the Arab world, I think, would like to sort of rally against Iran. But they're not going to do it without a strong United States and a strong United States position. And, Donald Trump made great inroads with the Arab world with the Abraham Accords to the point where Saudi Arabia, is in the mix. And that's a big one. And I could share a fair bit about that because I had a lot of conversations with the Saudi family, the ambassador, Princess Rima, at that time. And now all of that's sort of been, set aside. Now, the Saudis say they still want to get back in it, but we have to be a willing dance partner. And so there's a lot at stake. It's fragile, and it requires American leadership on the big stage.
A couple things to follow up there. One on the involvement of Iran. There are new reports now that they actually trained Hamas for this specific attack. Is there any doubt of the link between Hamas and Iran? I mean, are this response for what happened on the 7th, should it be directed as much as anything to Iran?
Yes, absolutely. There is no Hamas without Iran. There's no Hezbollah without Iran. There's no the Houthis that are, they're fighting the civil war. This is part of why Saudi Arabia really is a frenemy. You've heard me use that term a lot. They're a frenemy of the United States, but they could be a much stronger partner, assuming that, that we have stronger understandings with them about the guardrails of our relationship. We have a lot of defensive weapon systems that we lend to Saudi Arabia to take on the Iranian proxies, the Houthis, in the civil war up there. But no, there's no question that the direct connection between Iran and Hamas.
So is there more for us to do directly with Iran? I mean, what should our posture be towards Iran now?
Yeah, so I'm open to all kinds of thoughts and suggestions on people and, you know, from people on the call on the show today. At some point, it seems to me, and remembering that there's a lot of naval power heading into the Gulf and into the Mediterranean, and just our posture is changing dramatically. Whether or not we go into Tehran and take them out once and for all, I don't know. But here's my challenge, and this is, again, I pose this as a statement slash question. One of the challenges I think we've had as a country is we don't finish wars, right? We don't have a stomach for wars, and nobody should.
Hold that thought. We're up against the break, and I want your question to be clear here for the audience. So hang tight. We'll finish that on the other side of the break on What's On Your Mind.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio to start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 20 past the hour. Senator Kevin Cramer is here. And we're talking about what's happening in the Middle East and whether or not the U.S. really is at war with Iran. You wanted to ask a question about that for the audience.
A little bit is, your question, really, Scott, what should we do about Iran? What should we do about Tehran? Remembering that the Iranian policy, they weren't enabled by Barack Obama, right? That Barack Obama And even my predecessor became a pretty big problem for her because they supported this crazy nuclear deal with Iran as though somehow giving Iran a path to a nuclear weapon was a good idea in some form. Hard to believe. Of course, Donald Trump ended that. The world was safer. He didn't have these attacks and skirmishes. And then in comes Joe Biden and undoes all of that. He and his pals try to reinstate, and they're negotiating with Iran on a nuclear deal. And Iran takes full advantage of weakness. My question then is, on broader Iran policy, but more specifically, do we let Iran continue down this path toward a nuclear Iran? Remembering that they're probably weeks from being able to both have a nuclear weapon and being able to have a weapon system that the nuclear warhead could go on. Do we let that happen? Or if not, what do you do to stop it? Now, we can talk about sanctions, and I love talking about sanctions. I've spent lots of time on media talking about sanctions, particularly oil sanctions, and how that helped enable Iran. This, again, remember the maximum pressure campaign of Trump nearly broke Iran. Along comes Joe Biden, and instead of maximum pressure, sends them $6 billion cash as a ransom, unleashes waives a bunch of their sanctions so they could sell oil to China and other places around the world so they could refill their coffers. And remembering that Iran is the number one state sponsor of terrorism. Without Iran and their oil, there are lots of terrorist groups that would starve. So the question is, how do you cut off the head to Iran? Do you do it with sanctions alone? Do you go right at the city of Tehran? What do we do? And all those things are being discussed.
All right. You want to weigh in on that? You can at 701-271-1100 or text us. There's a text pouring in here. One says, an Iranian ambassador at the UN on U.S. soil yesterday called for violence against U.S. soldiers, threatened the U.S. and warns the U.S. will not be spared if a war in Gaza continues. That was breathtaking. Protected by the Secret Service.
It was.
For crying out loud. Our Secret Service protecting this guy at the UN pounding the table. Why do we let that happen?
Well, we let it happen because the United Nations, of course, is exactly that. The United Nations, it happens to be on American soil in New York City, but diplomats have diplomatic immunity, and they use that stage to spew their hate, as have leaders from bad places for decades. So that's not so unusual, but it is awfully hard to stomach. But I'd even go further than that. We have visa holders in the United States, in many of our universities, and we all know, we've all seen it, right, supporting terrorists and supporting terrorism. And we have a law in the United States that says if a visa holder supports terrorism, they are to be exported. They're to be deported. I've signed on to a letter with Marco Rubio to the administration and to the Department of Education saying, time to execute the law. Anybody that shows up at a rally supporting Hamas, they need to be deported. That's what our law says. Just keep the law. But we don't do that. We take this soft, tolerant approach, which gets us, well, what it does, it invites more aggression.
Another text. Hamas leaders already went to Moscow to visit Putin. That is pretty amazing, too. That's another headline. Yeah. Russia hosting a delegation from Iran and Hamas. It's like, oh my gosh. Anyway, so the listener asked or suggests strike Iran and Qatar ASAP. World War III will not break out. China and Russia won't do anything. China would then take Taiwan. Russia would furthermore escalate its Ukraine offensive. That's all that would happen. Senator, Ukraine gave Hamas U.S. military hardware that was designated for Ukraine, sold to Hamas, used to kill Americans and Israelis.
Well, I've never seen any evidence of that, quite honestly. If they had done that, what are they killing Russians with? Ukraine, by the way, that's not nothing. What that person just described as a better alternative, we take out Iran, but don't worry, China will just take out Syria or take out Taiwan. And Russia will just take out Ukraine. Those are not insignificant happenings. I just remind people, think back to your days in school when you learned about World War One and how the United States tried to stay out of it for 3 years. And the weaker we were, the more aggressive they became, the Germans, until they finally took out an American ship when we weren't even engaged in the war. And then suddenly we're in the war. World War II, I don't think I have to remind people of that. We tried to stay out. We were neutral. We didn't want to, you know, it's not our problem. And the next thing you know, the Japanese take Pearl Harbor and we're in World War II. We thought we could just ignore the terrorists because they were far, far away until they brought, you know, the planes to the United States. And then suddenly we're in the war. Our geopolitical positioning matters. It matters not just to the security of the world. It matters to the security of the United States of America. And it also matters to all of our allies who we'd meet in any good fight wherever we might go. So while it sounds easy, it's never that easy. In the Arab world right now, thinking about Iran, I believe the Arab world is watching us very, very closely. Remembering again, under Donald Trump, the Arab world was coming our way. They'd rather be aligned with a winner than a loser. They're more moderate than Iran, and so they're more likely to associate with us, assuming that we can back up what we say. And that's why this president never backing up what he says becomes a problem, because you can't trust that. And so then they have to find allegiances other places. So yes, there's a lot at stake in the Middle East, and we need to get that one right. But the idea that somehow the only thing that will happen was that the Pacific would be taken, Asia and the Pacific would be taken by China is not an insignificant issue to American security.
Texter says, Senator Kramer, have you talked to Israeli officials about what they feel is right or wrong about the U.S. response?
Yeah,
what happened?
Yeah, that's a great question. I talked to a lot of them, actually. And one of the, I want to be careful, because obviously there's a lot to their diplomacy as well. But I think Benjamin Netanyahu said it best the other day when people were asking him about President Biden's trying to convince them to delay their ground incursion, to which he said, "We'll make that decision for ourselves. Thank you very much." In the meantime, you know, obviously, like every ally, there's a tremendous dependency on American leadership, because if they have America behind them, if America has their back, then, you know, there's a lot more they can do than if we don't have their back. So everybody's got to be diplomatic in these ways, and I'm not going to reveal anything that somebody might have told me that would be counter to their public position as a nation.
Here's what I'd like to know. What, in their heart of hearts, where are they at? And there's a essay that has come out and caused some attention from the National Security Advisor. I have this impression that they're crossing their fingers behind their back on this support. We'll talk about that when we come back. By the way, two semis jackknifed between Buxton and Reynolds, northbound I-29 down to single-lane traffic. It is icy.
Hey, Scott Hannon. Mike Lindell is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It doesn't dry you off? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. This six-piece set has 100% long staple cotton. It's a combed ring spun cotton that makes the towel softer and more absorbent than ever. Towels that actually dry you off. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $29.98 with the promo code SCOTT. Go to MyPillow.com/Scott right now and get this great deal. To receive this amazing offer, just $29.98 on the six-piece towel set. Go to MyPillow.com/Scott. Enter the promo code SCOTT or tell them when you call 800-506-9028. You're using the promo code SCOTT for a great deal on towels that actually dry you off from MyPillow.
USA News Update. The FBI and other agencies last night responding to a home in Bodwin, Maine, looking for the mass shooting suspect, Robert Card. The Coast Guard now assisting in that manhunt. NBC News reports the Coast Guard has deployed sea and air assets. Residents in the area have been asked to continue to shelter in place as the manhunt continues. Families of hostages held by Hamas have gathered on Capitol Hill. Congressman Steny Hoyer of Maryland assured the families that Congress is dedicated to bringing the hostages back home. The Rangers and Diamondbacks set to go head-to-head for a World Series title starting tonight. The ceremonial first pitch will be thrown out by former President George W. Bush. Last time Arizona won, it was 2001. The Texas Rangers have never won a World Series title. Corey Myers, USA News.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Back on What's on Your Mind. One more question for me, and I'll get to more of yours. By text 701-237-1590. And call us at 701-271-1100. If we were to put the, you know, the military apparatus, Secretary of Defense, National Security Advisor, Secretary of State, all the senior leadership that is advising, and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris on lie detectors, do you think they would be, could be fairly called pro-Israel?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I doubt it. Remember, all the people protesting, Israel, they're not just protesting the United States. They're not even just protesting Israel. They are promoting terrorists. They're all liberals. They're socialists. They're social liberals. They're democratic socialists. They carry the signs. So, no, there is definitely a very anti-Semitic strain in the Democratic Party, and it's getting to be a wider one. They have more in common, quite honestly. They like totalitarian governments. They're ideologues. And so, unfortunately, I don't know where each of them individually would come down, but getting back to Jake Sullivan's essay where he writes that the Biden discipline approach frees up resources for other global priorities, reduces the risk of new Middle Eastern conflicts, ensures U.S. interests are protected. And he talks about the de-escalation of the crisis in Gaza, restoring direct diplomacy. These are all touchy-feely, squishy, talking points that no terrorist responds positively to. And I think that's therein lies one of the problems. And this is not just true of just liberals, but it's largely true of liberals. They sort of see the world the way they wish it was instead of the way it really is. And so we have this tendency, and I think this is a bit of one of the nice things about America and Americans, but we sort of impose our values on other people, including our adversaries, and think that they're going to be wonderful. Remember, 40 years ago, we let China into the WTO and normalized relations and trade partners, and they're certainly going to see things our way when they start doing trade because they're going to see how great capitalism is. Well, they've taken full advantage of our open system for 40 years to the point now where we're practically subject to them in many respects. So, say what you want, but when previous Republican presidents, and even Theodore Roosevelt, who was barely Republican in many respects, said, walk softly but carry a big stick. Abraham Lincoln, who was, a wartime president during the Civil War, while he provided reconciliation in a very generous and graceful way after the war, he was brutal during the war. And so anyway, it's just really, really something. And now we have this package, this supplemental package that Joe Biden has sent over to Congress to supposedly deal with all a bunch of this stuff. And I'm telling you, half of it has nothing to do with winning a war or helping anybody else win a war. It's multilateral assistance, International Development Association, you know, assistance for Eastern Europe and Central Asia for recovery needs. Recovery needs, you know, USAID humanitarian assistance for needs stemming from war in Ukraine and Gaza. No, we need to finish wars. That was one of my earlier statements. And in, with regard to Gaza and Israel, and here's what I can tell you, the officials from Israel are telling me, and they're friends of Israel and supporters of Israel and former Israeli leaders. The only way to win in Gaza is to destroy Hamas, not like beat three-fourths of them, not kill half of them, absolute 100% full destruction. Because if you know, no great gardener leaves a corner of their garden available for weeds. You just can't do it. And this is where it's hard for a lot of Americans, peace-loving people, to do what needs to be done to win a war and see it through.
By the way, that 7,000-word essay you're talking about was in Foreign Affairs magazine, and the online version now has been changed because he's trying to clean up an aisle 5, so they obviously realize this is not good. Some are suggesting that Jake Sullivan, the national security advisor to Biden, should resign as a result of this. Do you agree?
Oh, well, I think he should have never been appointed, of course, and given the job, and he should have been fired multiple times, but he wasn't and he won't be, because frankly, he runs the entire national security shop for the president. Can we all admit Joe Biden doesn't know what's going on? So, you know, when your boss is Joe Biden, do I think he should resign? He should. He should, just for his own dignity, resign, but he won't.
Crystal in Fargo, question for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Opportunity. There's something that's called the Terrorist Financing Targeting Center that was created in 2017, and its efforts are to go after Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran-aligned militant groups, follow the money. And so they are putting sanctions. The Treasury Department has met with leaders in Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Oman, Bahrain, United Emirates, and they're putting a freeze, they're putting sanctions on these groups that are doing what's called a legitimate business, although we know it's not, on the portfolio that's getting about between $400 million and $1 billion, generating money for Hamas. And what they're finding is that all this money for humanitarian stuff that Hamas was supposedly going to be doing didn't do that at all. It's going for weapons, so they're really going after it. And Brian Nelson, who's the Treasury's Undersecretary for Terrorism and Financing, he said, we cannot tolerate a world in which Hamas and other terrorist organizations fundraise, live, and operate with impunity, abusing the financial systems to sustain their terror. So what do you think about that, guys? I think that's pretty impressive, to go after these guys where they live with the money.
It is, if they follow through with it, and if our administration would stop issuing waivers to Iran. Just think about this for a moment, you guys. Remember, Trump had maximum pressure. Along comes Biden. He pays ransom for prisoners, and he lifts sanctions on oil. And then more than that, they just sort of look the other way. One example on the oil front, they probably sold, just since Biden became president, somewhere from 80 to $100 billion worth of oil, about half of it, if not more, to China. So you've got one enemy buying oil from another enemy. And the way they do it is, while you have all these sanctions in place, they do it by putting false flags on their what is called their ghost armada. So they have a bunch of ships. They put whatever country's flag they want on it, and then they sell to these quasi-private. Now, remember, there's no such thing as a private business in China, but they have what are called teapot refineries. They're smaller companies just slightly removed from the Communist Party, although nobody's completely removed from it. And because of that, they skirt the sanctions. So they're filling the coffers of the terrorists, buying oil, and China's the number one purchaser of oil, as you probably know. All the while,
Senator Sanders
puts the brakes on our own. And by the way, then he frees up Venezuelan oil. So I'd rather us be making the oil.
Senator Kramer?
Yes.
Yes, Senator Kramer? Yes. Is it possible, is it just possible that this money that's being taken and frozen, perhaps, can be used, therefore, to rebuild in Hamas rather than us doing it? Have them pay for what they did. Is that possible?
Amen to that, Crystal. Amen to that. Absolutely. It is possible. And that's exactly what should be done with frozen assets. Rather than rewarding bad behavior eventually, I'd say the same thing in Ukraine, by the way. Any oligarch's money that we have frozen in some account someplace, and by the way, in your example, it's a pretty good one of Arab states coming together and of a group working together. I think that if the president really wants to demonstrate strength here, he ought to convene the G7 nations. So you've got, you know, UK and Canada and the Japan, the big seven, economic powers, which make up probably 45% of the world's wealth. The United States is about 20% of the world's productivity, and tighten the noose all the tighter. Nobody should be doing business with Iran or business with anybody who's doing business with Iran. And that's where we fall down a lot. We'll issue these primary sanctions, but then we'll slack off and we'll look the other way when Russia does business with Iran or somebody else does business with Iran or Russia or China or whatever the case might be. We just need to get a lot smarter at this. And I don't mean to blow up the world's economy, but right now we need to differentiate between friends and adversaries.
By the way, I said this before the break, but somebody else has texted that the situation is a little treacherous northbound on I-29. Two semis jackknifed between Buxton and Reynolds in the northbound lane, so there's single-lane traffic there while they clean that mess up there. And is also very icy, he says, from there to Grand Forks. So appreciate that tip. Different topic, listener question for you. Do you anticipate, Senator Kramer, that there will be gun control legislation coming to the Senate as a result of what happened in Maine? They're all over using this tragedy for their, you know, for their political purposes, which is just to me disgusting.
It is disgusting, and it's understandable in a way because politics always responds to events, right? So it's predictable. It's disgusting, particularly so close to the tragedy on one hand. On the other hand, it's also when the issue is they see it as ripest. The interesting thing about this one, and by the way, it's just sickening, isn't it? I woke up when I saw that news first thing the other morning. I mean, I just, I went to the Senate looking for the Maine delegation so I could talk to Susan Collins and just express my condolences for what's happening. Because, as you know, Maine's a very small state. It's not quite as populated, quite as low as North Dakota, but it's pretty close. And so you know what a tragedy this is in a little community like that. But here's another one I thought, Scott, we could be on the radio the rest of the day on this one alone. And I shouldn't chuckle, but this topic is so ripe for a broader discussion, particularly about mental health. When you look at mental health legislation, personal privacy, all of those things that we value as Americans, but you look at the decades, we've really diluted the ability for people to care for each other in some respects, in many respects. And I just wonder, and I throw this out as a question, food for thought, maybe a future show, or the rest of your week, next week or something, but should we do more to be able to intervene on behalf of people who we know have mental illness, including adult children or adult neighbors or an adult sibling? You know what I'm saying?
I think the concern from many people is how that would be abused, given what we know of this government right now. But I hear you. More after this, folks. Don't go away.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming October auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Clay and Wilkton counties, 750 acres of crop and pasture land in Rolette County, 1,500 acres in Botineau County, 1,000 acres in Ward and McHenry counties, and thousands of acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Slope, Golden Valley, Billings, Stark, Bowman, and Hedinger counties in North Dakota at Piper's annual Western North Dakota land auction event. View all land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind. If you're thinking about lunch today, I got some suggestions for you. How about some home cooking? Grab and go convenience. That's at a PetroServe USA near you. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Harwood. Barbecue chicken or lasagna with garlic toast. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Barbecue drummies, 12th and I-29. Tater Tot Hot Dish on NP Avenue. Cheeseburger Mac in Glendon. Beefy noodles on 45th. Or Castleton's scalloped potatoes and ham. Home cooking. That's a Friday kind of meal. Eat a little comfort food with weather like this. So check it out.
Oh, yeah.
PetroServe USA. Texter says three countries have been invaded since Biden illegitimately seized power. Ukraine, Israel, and America. Why are we not funding border security for that last one? New numbers came out.
Yeah.
I'm sure you know it's worst year on record. Just right. to wrap up the numbers we're seeing.
Last month.
And I want to piggyback onto this to say, can this next go-around on funding the government, get that House bill over to the Senate on border security so you get some of those vulnerable Democrats having to make a tough decision.
Yep. So here's what we're trying to do. It's H.R. 2, by the way, is the bill that the writer's writing about. And yes, that's the foundation of everything we're working on the Republican side in the Senate, realizing, of course, we're not in the majority. Here's our moment, though, guys. And this actually is a good way to sort of top some of this other discussion off. The writer's perfectly, exactly right. And I don't think that we've ever had more leverage as the minority party in Congress than we do right now to get something done. But remember, the president sends over this $105 or $106 billion package. I just want to give you a couple of numbers. In this package, he has $4.5 billion for CBP, including funds transferred to FEMA for grants to entities to provide shelter for migrants. Another $1.9 billion to support Cuban and Haitian entrants with cash and medical assistance. $50 million to support safe, orderly, and human migration in the hemisphere. I can go on and on. In other words, his border security is not border security at all. It's illegal migration facilitation dollars. So when we take that bill and start working on it next week in committee, I say we, Congress, the Senate in general, those will be the first things that go and get replaced with things like, you know, more people on the border, more technology, more wall building, the specific things that Democrats absolutely hate. And I think we hold the whole package hostage until we get what we want in that part of the bill. It may not be exactly H.R. 2, but H.R. 2 is the outline that we're working off of in the Senate on this bill. And that will be the test of just how badly Joe Biden and the Democrats want aid for Israel and Ukraine. But we have to secure our own border first, or there can't be any more for somebody else, especially this nonsense that he's asking for. I mean, he's got all kinds of humanitarian. He's even got humanitarian aid in there for the terrorists, for crying out loud.
Unbelievable. Another question, different topic from a listener. Did you hear that the FDIC and the Federal Reserve are going to be forcing banks into defunding fossil fuels in the name of climate change? Is that anything new there?
It's not new, but they're coming out with the rule, I think, today. Guidance, and there's two things going on. There's a rule related to part of that, and then there's guidance from the Federal Reserve, FDIC, and Comptroller of the Currencies aimed specifically at exactly what the writer's writing about. You'll see and hear more from me on that as the rule gets, or as the guidance gets rolled out. But yeah, they want to force it on the regulators to force it on the banks themselves. And this is why, you know, this is another whole show on the work I've done on the banking committee, specifically on this topic, including Fair Access to Banking Act.
Texter says, our real problem is that everyone talks about what Biden does or does not do. It's not Biden, it's Obama running the show. Obama's running everything with the help of Soros and other globalists. You agree with
that? True. It's probably true. I mean, we only have to look at Joe Biden for about 30 seconds to know he's not, can't be in charge of much. Doesn't change anything, though. I mean, you know, it's the same problem, same outcome. In many respects, remember, liberals were very disappointed in Barack Obama. He was president for 8 years. He gave us Obamacare and socialized medicine and drove up the cost of health care. But other than that, he really didn't do a heck of a lot. Now, he made the world less safe by cutting defense spending and things like that. But we're all sort of guilty of that, taking that peace dividend after the Cold War, thanking Ronald Reagan and Maggie Thatcher. But it really doesn't matter who's in charge. It's an unmitigated disaster, and we have to win the next election and at least get the Senate, if not the White House as well, and all three would be better.
Another listener says, in answer to your question on Iran, going to war with this leadership is suicide. We need to hold until Trump's back in. No way my kid's going to war with Joe Biden at the helm.
Yeah, so that's another really important and good point. But will that be too late? You know, that becomes a question. You guys, we have a lot to do to just rebuild our military capabilities, to rebuild our industrial complex. When we talk about, remember, with Ukraine running all over the world trying to find a few Stinger missiles here and a few Stinger missiles there that we've got stored in places far, far away just to give them some early missiles. That's because we don't have an assembly line making Stinger missiles these days, right? So all of this, our entire industrial complex has been sort of mothballed in many respects. We do some pretty good things, don't get me wrong, but just as an example, our law requires our Navy to have 350 vessels. We have like 296, and Joe Biden keeps cutting the number, even
oh
though
my gosh.
The
law is
unreal.
And the world's on fire.
Yeah.
Unreal. Senator Cramer, great stuff today. Thank you very much for walking us through that. Till we meet again. God bless, folks. Thanks for listening.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Helping you manage your farm's risk and protect your equity is our top priority. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Let us at Irie Insurance help you explore this policy between now and September 30th. Find our contact information on our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.